Hey guys, AJ here back with another one for you. So guys, I said it once and I'll say it again. The only thing more pathetic than a 25-year-old chick whining about dating is a 55-year-old chick whining about dating. Hey guys, I have a whole series of these delusional chicks, right? In their 50s and 60s and even 70s. Trying to date like they're in their 20s. Clown world. Guys, rate the Delulu level.
It's over 9,000!
So guys, we're gonna go back to the dumpster fire known as TikTok and look at some 50 plus year old chicks, right? 51, 52, 57 year old chicks whining about dating. But before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, guys. Join my Discord. Check out my second channel. Guys, there's a playlist at the end with more videos just like this. And let's get into this.
I think after the idea of you came out on Amazon Prime, you know, with Anne Hathaway, please tell me you guys have all watched that movie on Amazon Prime. It's so flipping good. Like, all the ladies are like, we're pulling young guys. We're going to go.
Please.
Go for it with a young guy. Because why not? I really think that sometimes young guys, they treat us better. They treat us better than guys.
Look at that.
And then we're looking at Cher with that hot, hot little number that she's got. And you know what? He loves her. So it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, people have so much to say, don't they? Because some people are just haters. They want to hate rather than love. But I've had so many of my friends my age reach out to me and say, we're going to go for that 35-year-old, that 38-year-old, that 42-year-old. And I'm like, yeah, why not?
Look at
why
that.
You? Men have been doing it forever. So I have been known to dabble with a younger guy. Let's just be real. Not because I don't think older guys are hot, and I love older guys. I love guys specifically my age. I love connecting on with men from my generation who like are going through what I'm going through. I've always said that I want to be with a man who like is feeling like the aches and pains of being in your 50s, you know, who can talk about the 80s, Gen X, like all of it. I mean, that decade, it's like huge in our lives, right? The 80s and the 90s. So unfortunately, for some reason, the guys that really pursue me are young. And like people keep saying, I think because they have more like, they're more confident. Like how could a young little kid like that come up to me in an actual restaurant and bar? Like no way would a man my age do that. Like he would just be too cool to do that. But let me tell you, that's why the younger guys are getting the dates, because they're actually asking, you know what I mean? What to do?
Guys, come on. I told you guys. I told you. A Delulu level.
It's over 9,000!
Guys, how can people be so monumentally delusional, guys? And look at her turkey neck.
Come here, turkey!
Guys, she thinks that younger guys want to ask her out and take her out on dates. No, younger guys want to... And they know she's so old that she's not gonna get pregnant. Guys, she's acting like she's choosing not to be with guys her age. No, they're choosing not to be with you, you absolute dunderhead. Think about this, guys. She's saying that the guys, think of this. She's giving herself the illusion of choice. When she's saying that guys her age are not asking her out.
Some people are really fucking stupid.
Clown world. Guys, this is what it's come down to for them. Oh, I prefer younger guys. Because all you have is a bunch of younger guys trying to smash, right? They're trying to be like old dude from American Pie and smash Stifler's mom. What are you talking about? Guys, she has 23 comments. True, the young guys are not afraid to approach me. This chick says, I'm down because men our age just don't look good or take care of themselves. What are you talking about? Look at that. This chick says, I'm 51, and the previous guy that I was with was 27. Ugh.
That's nasty.
Look at that. Guys, these chicks are cooked. And guys, a younger guy being with an older woman is not even natural. Because guys, let's just say that you're a 35-year-old guy. You want to settle down, have kids. You can't do that with the 55-year-old chick. A 55-year-old dude can get himself a 27-year-old chick, right? Get married and still have kids. Guys, they're hashtags. Hashtag Gen X. Hashtag dating over 50. Hashtag dating. Hashtag dating story time. Hashtag age gap. Hashtag age gap love. Hashtag women over 50. Hashtag over 50 women clown world.
I want to know your opinion about dating apps. So normally my content is about warrior women, about supporting women and helping them to elevate their self-confidence and getting through hard times. But this, I think, belongs in that category. So I belong to a group on Facebook, and it's all about people over the age of 50. And one of the women commented on there that she met her partner on a dating app.
Partner.
And I said, I prefer to meet somebody the good old-fashioned way, although that's not exactly happening. But I just feel like a dating app is just so surface, and I would really love to meet somebody who's not on social media. I mean, who has no idea what social media is and who's literally just living his life and happens to come across me in the forest or somewhere that I am.
In the forest.
And to this she commented, it's 2024.
Look at that.
In other words, get with the program, lady. So I want to know, what is your feeling about dating apps? And do you believe that there are still men out there who aren't on all of these social media platforms and swipe left, swipe right? I mean, what do you think about that?
Guys, let's just pump the brakes, right? Guys, there are guys out there like that. A lot of guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s who aren't social media. A lot of them aren't social media because they want to be left the hell alone. If she comes across a guy who's out in the woods, right? He wants to be left the hell alone. And 9 times out of 10, he's probably been divorced, right? And he's just getting his life back together. He has freedom. He can hike and camp. And the last thing that he would want is some broad messing up his life. Clown world. And this chick here, right? Of course. She's, I'm empowering women. I want these chicks to be strong and independent.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore.
But I still want a guy.
Beta female.
Clown world.
And do you think that I'm completely out to lunch?
Yes.
Wanting to believe that there are people that are still living in the real world and that are actually communicating with people out in public, and maybe they have such a full life that they're meeting tons of people and they don't need or feel the need to get on a dating app. I mean, am I completely out to lunch? Now, I'm 55 years old, so you have to remember, I did not grow up with this stuff. I grew up in an era where you would go to a bar or to the beach and guys would come up to you. Imagine that. They would come up to you and say, hey, baby, what you doing? Or you look great. Or are you single? I mean, it was the days when men actually had the confidence to approach a woman. So that's the kind of guy that I'm looking for. I don't want a guy who's swiping right or left or whatever it is, looking for the next best thing. So I want to know your opinion.
What you need to do, you gray-haired knucklehead, right, is talk to all these effinist chicks, right? All these strong and independent chicks.
I am woman, hear me roar, and numbers too big to ignore.
That push for M2, right? They push for the M2 movement. And now guys, anytime that they see any chick in public or anything, it's you go to the bar, you know what I'm saying? Guys are hanging out by themselves, having beers, playing darts, whatever. The last thing that they're going to want to do is risk their freedom, their reputation, talking some broad, and they're especially not gonna do it to try and talk to some shriveled old broad like this. Clown world. You guys, there's 116 comments here. I want a man that's not on social media. Let's check TikTok. Right? It's true. So she's saying she wants a man who's not on social media, but on TikTok. That's pretty funny. This guy says, I'm a 52-year-old male. I rarely use social media, and I've never used a dating app. But you're on TikTok, you dummy, right? All these chicks, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And of course, she has simps, right? Of course. Look at that. All these simps, their comments, guys. This is sad. Guys are hashtags. Hashtag squeamish. Hashtag hiking. Hashtag skincare. Hashtag dating. Hashtag this is 55. Hashtag spiritual awakening. What? What are you talking about? Spiritual awakening.
Some people are really fucking stupid.
Hashtag Canadian girl. Hashtag dating apps. Clown world.
I'm starting TikTok dating.
Clown world.
Because I feel like that's working a little bit better than any app or even meeting someone. I haven't personally done this TikTok dating. But I hear of it going on. I don't have a crush on here, but I find people attractive. I'm not going to reach out. First of all, I don't know where they live, and that's just scary. there's this cute, cute young man, and I say young man because I'm older than him by far.
Look at that.
And his sister nominated him for this thing because he's single, and he's, I think he's like 36, 37. He lives in like the LA area. So he started his TikTok just recently in telling about himself because his sister wanted to find him a partner. And it's the cutest thing because he's telling about himself and he really wants to find someone, but he's having a hard time because, you know, the apps. Anyway, if you want to, like, follow him, he has the hashtag love on the talk. And so I've started putting that thinking, oh, maybe it's better than the apps, right? But he's too young for me, but he's cute. So go follow him. I think his name is Michael on there. Mikey the raccoon or something. I don't know. It's adorable. But I think he's onto something, or his sister was onto something. So please, like, if you have a crush, no, actually don't. I don't want that. I don't need that right now.
Because is that not the most pathetic thing that you've ever heard in your entire life?
Some people are really fucking stupid.
Look at this turkey neck rod. Begging for friggin' someone to reach out to her on TikTok. Look at that. Look at that, guys. This chick is 55 years old. You guys, of course, there's all these simps, right? There's all these simps. She has 175 comments. Where are you? Hello, sweetie from Alabama.
Beta!
Look at that. You're too far away, but I talk to you.
Beta!
Hi, sweetheart.
Beta!
Look at that. All these simps trying to talk to this chick. Guys, come on. You gotta do better than this, man. What are you doing? Absolutely insane. And guys, your hashtags. Hashtag love on TikTok. Hashtag TikTok dating. Hashtag single. Hashtag over 50 on TikTok. Hashtag over 50. Hashtag over 50 club. Hashtag help a girl out. Clown world. Here we go with this chick again, guys. Now, if you guys have been watching this series, you probably remember this chick, right? Because she's been on here a couple times, right? And guys, this chick looks like a transformer, right? It has a nerve. All these guys, man, y'all, I just can't find a man, y'all. I don't know why. Even though I've got a lesbian haircut, an annoying accent, and a turkey neck. I don't know why. I just can't find a guy. Oh, man.
Y'all are not going to believe this. It's Christmas night. At about 8 o'clock, Christmas night, this guy that I have gone out on a couple of dates with about a month ago, hadn't heard nothing, just ghosted in the wind a month ago. And he messages me this evening and says, "What are you doing?" And I'm thinking, huh? So I think maybe he just wants to wish me a Merry Christmas or something.
That.
So I said, "I just got home, spent the whole day with my family for the holiday. I hope you had a nice Christmas." Just, you know. And he says, "Oh, well, hey, maybe we can get together if you've got some time off from work over the next few days." No, bitch. We're not getting together.
Look at that.
Because that's a bitch move. No. You dropped me like a hot potato right after Thanksgiving. I hadn't heard from you. You were hot and heavy after Thanksgiving. You wanted to talk to me because you saw everybody with the relationships over Thanksgiving at your mama's house. And then you're like, oh, I got to find me a girlfriend. And so you chased me, you know, like these guys. They think they're slick. At Thanksgiving, they're reminded that they're single and they're going to grow old alone. And then when they start seeing the Christmas commercials and Christmas decorations and things, they go, no, I don't want no girlfriend. I want to have to buy her a gift. Right? I mean, really, that's the real reason. You wouldn't have had to buy me a gift. You could have bought me a box of chocolates and called it a day. I ain't like that. But they are. That's why they do that shit. That's why they do that shit. Girl, if you hadn't heard from a guy over the past month, you drop him like a hot potato. We're not playing those games with these bums. No, we're not.
Okay. Guys, there it is. I told you guys. The Lulu.
It's over 9,000.
Guys, how much projection did you hear here? Right? She thinks that men are at Thanksgiving by themselves amongst their family and think that they need a girlfriend?
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
She thinks men, especially 55-year-old and 60-year-old men, are worrying about dying alone?
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
She thinks that this guy was trying to call her to go out with her to be a relationship instead of just getting a quick one at one end. Guys, think about how delusional this chick is. She thinks she's in such high demand that this guy's trying to call her to make her his girlfriend so that he doesn't die alone.
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok.
And look at these stupid glasses. No, bitch! She talks like a 22-year-old. Guys, they don't grow up. They just grow old, right? My subscriber Colin says that all the time. Thanks for that. They don't grow up. They just grow old. If you were to take this whole video and like put a filter to make this chick look 75 years younger, you couldn't tell the difference. This chick is cooked. She's cooked. And she gets a call on Christmas night. Well, you aren't doing anything else. Why not go out with the guy? You're sitting home with your cats. What else are you doing? The delusion, guys. She has 666 comments. Coincidence? I think not, right? This person just... He said, what are you doing? You should have said, blocking you. Someone says, no, B. That's my favorite statement of all time. Look at that. Look at that. Guys, this is probably the most one-sided conflict I've ever seen. All these old chicks talking about guys their own age. And guys their own age, these broads aren't even on their radar. Guys, have you guys ever heard of the whole Porsche versus Corvette debate that's been going on, quote unquote, for like 50 years or like 40 years? It's like the most one-sided thing, because as far as I know, Corvette guys are like, oh, my car is better than a Porsche. Porsches are rivals. And Porsche guys are like, what? It's not a thing on the Porsche guys side. These chicks right here talk bad about guys their own age, and guys that are 55, divorced for 15 years, don't care. They don't care. So, all right, you guys. Or hashtags. Hold on. #dating, #dating advice, #over50. All right, you guys. This is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Guys, check out the playlist. I appreciate you guys, and I'm out of here. Have a good one.